we would suggest that you check out our website and search around on our archive. You'll find some interesting titles. So thank you for listening, and please tune in again next Saturday at 10:30. And we'll turn it back now to the master of WGTD, Mr. David Cole.
This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that highlights various local issues and organizations. It's co-hosted by Len Iaquinta, a nonprofit manager, fundraiser, and consultant, WGTD Walworth County correspondent Jim McClure, and by Marlo Harmon, a lifelong Racine resident who's currently employed as an addiction counselor at Racine Correctional Institution. And now, here's today's host.
And good morning, I'm Jim McClure, and welcome to Community Matters. For this week, we'll be speaking with Darren Schaefer, the President and CEO of the Lake Geneva Chamber of Commerce and Convention and Visitors Bureau. And what better time, Darren, than to be speaking at the start of summer here in late June. Welcome to Community Matters.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
It's showtime. This more than any other. I mean, I don't want to limit Lake Geneva tourism and business to just the summer, but if anything is your showcase, this has got to be it.
Yeah, the summer is a great time to come to Lake Geneva. It's really the lake and all of our attributes at their finest. And, you know, summer and fall are probably my two favorite times of the year.
As we look ahead to what your organization does, first of all, let's talk about the organization. What an interesting name. First of all, I'm used to thinking of the tourism agency or the convention bureau, but you've got business, you've got I think implied hotel and resort and visitors all in one. What's behind this this long name of your organization?
Well, the Lake Geneva Chamber of Commerce has been around. In fact, we celebrated 70 years last year. And the Convention and Visitors Bureau aspect of what we do came about in the late 90s as we really were putting more of a direct focus on the tourism marketing and development. Obviously, tourism has always been a big part of Lake Geneva and one of our primary economic engines. And so we wanted to put a bigger focus on that aspect of the community. And that has really, since then taken off. And now tourism and the funding from tourism is really 3/4 of our budget.
And I'm curious, the title president and CEO rather than executive director, is it like running a business in some aspects?
Well, it certainly is a business. And, yeah. And as though we are a non-profit, that doesn't mean we're a not-for-profit. I mean, we are here to grow our budget so we can do more of the work we're designed to do. So we try to create programs and opportunities for local businesses to take advantage of and participate, all under our guise of being a catalyst for economic development for the Lake Geneva area. And that's really in the entire lake, because our membership is all around the lake.
Yeah, I noticed too, as I go through your website and your notices, that you do include many of the businesses. Well, is it true in your line of work that all boats rise with a rising tide? Is a tourism aspect affected by the restaurant, affected by the hotel, affected by the industry, affected by the agriculture? There's a lot of interrelationship here, isn't there?
Well, there really is, and that's why when they talk about the impact of tourism, there's the direct impact, and then there's the indirect impact. It's how those money, that when that money comes into the community, then how it's spent again and the third time and the fourth time, often within the community as people spend their paychecks or buy local products that are then used for making the meals at the restaurants, or local products that are used for the golf courses or materials that are used on the tour boats. So they really are connected, and that's been an important part of Wisconsin's economy for many, many years. Tourism is generally considered one of the top three industries in the state of Wisconsin.
I think of those old-time signs that people say when they enter the state with the big wooden shape of Wisconsin. I think it says agriculture, tourism, and industry. We've got all that and much more in Lake Geneva. What's that? What's basically that garden plot that you have to work with as you look at your task here?
Well, I think there's still a lot of opportunities in and around the lake. As an organization, there's been times when we talk about why we do the things we do, and sometimes it's like, well, that's the way we've always done it. So I'm new. I'm the new guy, a year and a half now, and so we're taking a look at everything and trying to incorporate the latest technology so that we have the best communication tools and we have the best information for people looking to explore the Lake Geneva area. So that's been a big aspect of what we've been doing, is taking advantage and upgrading our website and our materials to be taking advantage of the latest technology. And then it's all about partnerships. You kind of alluded to it before. You know, if we help all of our partners grow, it does raise, you know, the tide for all everybody involved. So the more that we are connected with the businesses in and around the lake, we're then connecting them with each other, and they're making partnerships they didn't have before.
What kind of facts and figures do you have that speak to how important tourism and business aspect here is? I mean, for the layman, it's easy just to think, okay, Lake Geneva, Walworth County, water, boats, good meal at night. But it's much more than that in terms of the lifeblood of the county and the state.
Well, when you look at the economy of tourism, Walworth County is number sixth out of 72 counties in Wisconsin at about $494 million in visitor spending. And that is comparing us to other communities that have professional sports teams or huge metropolitan populations or big schools. And we don't really have any of that in Walworth County, and yet we rank sixth in the state. And that's really a tribute to the quality of the destination that Lake Geneva is as really a premier resort destination.
For people who haven't been here before, what do they get when they come to downtown? They certainly, I think for starters, it's not a downtown that needs to be revitalized. There's aspects that need to be changed or property that needs to turn over. But it seems like you come ready-made with a bustling downtown with a wide variety of things and not a lot of for sale, for lease signs.
Yeah, I think what's really great about Lake Geneva and its downtown, it's very walkable. So you can stay downtown, the restaurants and the nightlife, great retail and boutique stores, attractions, your easy access to the lake, whether it's walking the shore path, which goes around the entire lake, and it's free and open to the public, or taking one of the Lake Geneva Cruise Line tour boats and experiencing the lake that way, or renting a boat. I mean, it's really one of the most accessible bodies of water in the state.
And architecture figures into that, too. Now, we're speaking through the good graces of the Chamber of Commerce and Convention and Visitors Bureau and an old painted lady Victorian downtown here. But, I read last week there are architectural walking tours that are starting now in town, and certainly the tour boats have followed that. Can history rightfully be called a commodity? And if so, how does Lake Geneva emphasize that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Lake Geneva's connection to history goes back to the Great Chicago Fire when, owners of homes and businesses really came up to Lake Geneva while those were being rebuilt, and that really started that relationship. So you have these historic mansions and beautiful million-dollar homes and estates that in many cases have been beautifully preserved. And one of those is the Black Point Estate, which is a historic home tour that's now accessible through the Lake Geneva Cruise Line. And so you take a tour boat, you get you know, some history on the lake, and they point out some of the big estates, and then you get a chance to actually walk through the Black Point Estate. In addition to that, there's now a walking tour downtown Lake Geneva, as well as a great building like the Baker House, which is a historic bed and breakfast and also a restaurant, a place you can go and get a drink and watch the sunset. They toast the sunsets during the summer. So there's lots of ways that you can really get up close and personal with the architecture and history of the Lake Geneva area.
You mentioned being a catalyst, and certainly one of the programs you put forth, we recently had just a month back, Lake Geneva Restaurant Week. How did that, explain a little bit about that, and how did it work out all told?
Well, this is the first time that Lake Geneva has had its own Restaurant Week, and Restaurant Week concept's been around for a couple decades, but it was certainly new for us, and an opportunity to showcase the culinary scene here in Lake Geneva. We have these great resort chefs and restaurants and some, you know, very high-end proprietor-based restaurants that are very proud of the quality and quality of their food. A lot of restaurants that are now doing really farm-to-table type of menus. So Restaurant Week was all about showcasing that and giving people an opportunity to explore by providing these fixed-price menus at a fixed price. And these three-course menus were great opportunities. So we had a lot of residents as well as visitors come out and take advantage of that. And we had a real high rate of, 88% said, we're going to be back next year for that. And we had, about 40% of that restaurant traffic was coming from visitors from outside the area. And half of those were here for the day, and the other half were staying overnight.
You mentioned farm to table. I know that in presentations, for example, with the Lieutenant Governor, when she spoke recently at Pier 290 restaurant in Williams Bay, which is also a member of the Chamber of Commerce and the Convention and Visitors Bureau, that they try to locally source. And apparently a lot of restaurants do that. How the heck do you make that happen? It's almost like there's been a revolution, I think, in the restaurant business, but probably with some old-time practices of how you get to know the local farmers and distributors. But how do these restaurants do that? Why is it good business to do that?
Well, some of it started with the old traditional farmers markets, and those relationships start there, and you have restaurants going and seeing what kind of produce and products, and then they start having that conversation. How do I get this, how do I buy this locally for my restaurant versus getting it through a big food purveyor? And now there's just so much more of a focus on that farmers themselves are finding new ways to market directly to restaurants and build those relationships.
With the pie chart of marketing that you do, is part of the mix trying to get people to buy local, to enjoy local? What part of your target is the people who live in Walworth County, the people who live in the city of Lake Geneva, the adjacent neighbors? Is there a significant local element to who you're trying to get the word out, or does everybody pretty much know here in town?
Well, Lake Geneva and Walworth County has a lot of people that have maybe come here for the first time as a visitor and now have become residents and have bought a home, or we certainly have a lot of second home owners in and around the lake and the county. So we still have that very strong relationship with the Chicago market. It's the only place I know where, the pizza delivery boys can wear Chicago Bears jerseys and, still get tips because they have a high percentage of customer base that do follow the Bears instead of the Packers. So it's a little bit of a bubble in that sense. A lot of the stores and as a resort destination caters to that market. How I look at it and what we do at the Chamber and the Convention Visitors Bureau is, when we're looking at opportunities and activities that may be, perceived as fun or entertaining for a visitor, is something that our own residents are going to be able to take advantage of and enjoy as well.
And our residents are a mix of both full-timers and then snowbirds who come up. And even in the city council and some of the civic things that press forward, sometimes there's a little bit of, I don't know if I would say a tension, but differing viewpoints where everyone has a shared goal. They want the downtown to do well. They want the tourism to do well. They want their homes to have value. They want a place to park. And yet there's differing viewpoints. How do you bring people together? Do you spend a lot of time in that type of consensus building to get the tourists, the tourist sites to see what the business sites to see what the, you know, the homeowners want and what the tourists are looking for?
Well, you know, for me, I've grown up in a number of tourism towns. I grew up in Cedarburg, formative years in Wisconsin Dells. So I've been around it all my life. And with that comes a certain amount of inconvenience from time to time. And so if you move and fall in love with a resort area, a destination like Lake Geneva, you have to understand that there's going to be some traffic density from time to time, and parking is something that we always talk about and how to improve that and create additional spots, how we communicate that to both visitors and residents. So that's just an ongoing process. I know we're going to be spending more time on that because we want our residents to be really proud of their community, and they are, and we want that pride to be the kind of pride you want to share versus tuck away. And, you know, you always have a small amount of people that, hey, now that I'm here, can we close the gates and, you know, just keep it exactly the way it is? Because I love it the way it is. And, you know, I can appreciate that. But change is inevitable. And you can do one of two things. You can let change manage you, or you can try to get in front of it and manage the change knowing that you can't stop it. And that's really part of our goal, is to do that and try to maintain the best aspects of our community and yet allow it to grow and breathe and continue to be a vibrant destination.
How much of it is, let's call it beneficial recidivism? How do you aim for getting people to come back? If it's just a one-time shot, if it's just coming for your friend's wedding, or you know, coming for that special getaway, have you not really succeeded unless you get them to come back?
You know, we're lucky because I think people that come to Lake Geneva for the first time, it is hard not to develop an attachment to it. There is something special about this lake, and the trees and the rolling hills. There's a vibe here, and I still struggle sometimes to explain it. But I can tell you that what's really telling is that when I tell people that I'm from the Lake Geneva area, the answer I hear most often is, "Oh, I love Lake Geneva." And that tells you what kind of experience people have more often than not. And we know that that's a kind of a built-in homing beacon, a selling tour. If we get people here for the day, we hope that it means that they'll be coming back and spending a weekend next time.
And what are the target areas? Are there specific regions of Wisconsin, regions of the Midwest? That you aim for, you know, how do you make the most of a limited buck in terms of promoting the area?
Well, again, we have this close proximity to this large metropolitan area, and just to the south of us, and so we're certainly continue to take advantage of that northern migratory pattern and have first shot at the Chicago travel market, and that's a big part of our visitor base and our consumer base. But we're seeing more and more from the Milwaukee area because we're only 45 minutes to an hour away from all aspects of Milwaukee. We'd love to see more folks from Madison come down our way. But Chicago continues to be, a focus just because of the population density, and as much as we spend time there, we can still go down there and find that we're competing with a lot of other, not only destinations in Wisconsin, but Illinois and Michigan now, that you know, we need to continue to be extending that invitation, inviting them to come see us versus someplace else.
Some of the economic battle to enrich and liven and maintain the community seems to be especially one in the slick newspaper or magazine. I've never seen it in other parts of the country where you walk into a restaurant and you have a choice of 3, 4, 5 very high-quality magazines and newspapers that tell the whole story of this this place. How did that come to pass where, you know, publishing is dying everywhere else, but if you want to read about the seasons of Lake Geneva or where to hold your wedding, there is a whole high-quality publication ready-made when you visit the museum or the restaurant to talk about it.
Well, sure. You know, that is absolutely true, that if you're looking for information on the Lake Geneva area, there's quite a bit of reading material easy to get to. Of course, we have our own publication, our own visitors magazine, and there's a couple printer marketing groups in the area that have long-standing publications, like At the Lake is a long-standing publication. And then we have peers around the lake. So we've got another Chamber of Commerce on the west side of Geneva Lake. You've got a county entity, Walworth County Visitors Bureau. So there's a little bit of overlap there. Our goal is to be that best resource, whether it's the website or our print piece, for information in and around the lake. And I think, you know, more and more the priority will be making sure that that content is not only online but easy to use online. Still a lot of websites today you can get there, but finding the information seems to be a challenge. And so we're in the process of retooling our website. It's due, and we're looking to really incorporate the latest search and information tools so that the visitors can quickly find the information they're looking for.
I'm still wrapping my head around social media, but it's got to be more and more crucial when it comes to tourism matters and getting together with folks. If that's the essence of social media, you got to be top of your game in the commerce and tourism line of work, I suppose.
Well, social media is ever-changing, as everyone knows, who works in it. You think you got to figure it out, and then they change the algorithm, or they change the rules,
The site. I don't know my Pinterest from my Instagram from my, I guess I know Twitter now, but are you using all these things?
We do. Facebook has been really a consistent tool for us, and you know, social media is about engagement and engaging with people and answering questions and giving them, information, telling them about unique things or special things that are going on. And, so many people want to make it this hardcore marketing tool and service and sometimes lose sight that it's really about communicating and engaging with your residents or visitors. So we try to keep that at the forefront. But there's now a lot of people like to do things with pictures, and you see Pinterest become a really popular way for people to find information, and that's where we want to spend some of our focus, as well as Instagram.
There's a saying in the mobile restaurant industry: eat where the truckers eat. We don't have a truck stop per se, but we certainly have places where word of mouth makes a big business, and that is the resorts that we have here. And I'm amazed as I speak to people in the restaurant or in the resort industry what it is that brings people back. Apparently Groupon is one of the ways. People say, well, I saw this on Groupon, I thought I'd come and stay here. Explain a little of that dynamic, the world of Groupon and Yelp and how important that is to maintaining the business that the resorts of the Lake Geneva area have.
Well, you know, in this day, that third-party vendor website is used to find the best deals, and services like Yelp and TripAdvisor are ways that people evaluate, you know, one resort compared to the other. And, you know, I think we're so fortunate. I'm fortunate to be here at a time when our major resorts are all in such excellent condition. I mean, I don't know how they coordinated it, but the renovation work is major renovations, you know, $50 million at the Abbey and huge investments at some of these other resorts. Not only have they been completed, but they're ongoing. I know that the Abbey right now is finishing up additional improvements to their public spaces and a new restaurant, the 240 West, and the Grand Geneva just maintains their facility at an impeccable level, and now they're opening up an adventure center this summer in the ski hill area, mountaintop area. So that's now a new opportunity, new amenities available all throughout the summer. I think if, you know, if those Groupon opportunities exist, it's really a phenomenal value, and people should take advantage of it. You know, summers is a really busy time for us, but a great opportunity, and I know it's not always convenient with work, but anytime you can get out midweek, you can find some great prices and less competition for all the things you want to do.
I found that most of the people from out of town or most of the in-state visitors love the fact that you could do so much in winter and not have to deal with a crowd while you were doing it.
Yeah, winter is still a great time to come to Lake Geneva. We've done a couple different things to try to raise the awareness of Lake Geneva as a winter destination. And Winterfest, the U.S. Snow Sculpting Competition, that's that first weekend in February, has just celebrated its 20th year in Lake Geneva. It's the top snow sculptors from around the United States come in and compete for the national title. There's a big event, the AmSoil Snowcross event at the ski hill at the Grand Geneva in mid-March, kind of wrapping up their season, and it's the national competition. Lake Lawn Resort does a big Kites on Ice event in February. You know, leading up into winter, we've got this great shopping series of events in downtown Lake Geneva, a great place to do your shopping, and all the Grand Geneva does some additional programming and shows in their forum during the month of December. So I think it's a great time of the year to come, and like you said, not have to compete as much with the crowds.
We're speaking today on Community Matters with Darian Schaefer, the president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce and Convention and Visitors Bureau for Lake Geneva. And as we continue into the second half of our program, Darian, now that we're in summer, what do people have to look forward to in terms of activities on the lake, special promotions, and, you know, reasons to come beyond, you know, just the beauty and opportunity that's already here to begin with?
Well, like I said before, the, you know, Geneva Lake is one of the most accessible lakes in the state of Wisconsin. It is something that you can just show up and hop on a tour boat and get a great tour of the mansions and the history of the lake. You can go as short as an hour. You can go longer. I think what's kind of nice for some people on about our tour boats is they all come with full bars. So there's always a refreshing beverage available while you're on the boat.
I understand that Wisconsin has beverages for sale and that you can even go into establishments at night and enjoy a beer or a wine or a soda.
Some people will say that's one of the best aspects of Wisconsin is the amount and the availability of refreshing beverages any time of the year. With the lake again, you know, people can bring up their boats and we have boat launches. We've got four great beaches that they can use. And then, you know, the shore path, I can't say enough about how unique that is. I can't think of another lake in Wisconsin or really anywhere where you can walk around the entire lake. And again, it's 21 miles. It's 9 miles wide. It's two miles, or 9 miles long, 2 miles wide at its longest point. And so the entire hike of, along the path is 21 miles, and there are several segments you can do. There are restaurants and other activities available along the shore path, and you can even walk half of it and take a tour boat back and pick it up in Williams Bay and you know, and only do a part of the trip. But you literally get to walk through the backyards of these million-dollar estates, these historic mansions, these beautifully landscaped yards and boathouses, and just some amazing views of the lake itself. And it was the number one activity in Lake Geneva, according to TripAdvisor, which just was recently replaced by Lake Geneva Canopy Tours, which is a phenomenal zip-lining activity here that they you go for a couple hours, and it's all under the trees, and it's they do a phenomenal job. You know, we talk about the lake. One way to showcase it is a regatta. Sailing is a big part of Geneva Lake and the area and the history. And so for the next 3 years, we will be hosting the Inland Lake Yachting Association Championship. Hundreds of boats will be coming, and that is in August, this summer, 19th through the 23rd.
The sailboat sail has to be an almost iconic symbol for Lake Geneva. The police department, our great police department with its black and white cars. You know, you look at the officers, and then there's that big sail right on the seal on their arm. Or as you enter town, there's a stylized sail sign. And I think also as you enter on the west side, the city of Lake Geneva, which includes your website on its wooden sign, there's a sail on it. And then your website, by the way, which has all this information, www.lakegenevaawi.com. So are we going to be seeing these, just a ton of these brightly colored sails as these events happen?
Yeah, and it should be special. A great time to come out and watch this huge regatta with different races for multiple days that they'll be competing in. Again, so that's August 19th through the 23rd. In addition to sailing, I mean, I think that's something you will see any day during the warm weather months. There's a new sailing center yacht club that's being built right now, being named after Buddy Melgus, the Buddy Melgus Sailing Center. And Buddy Melgus is an Olympic champion and world-renowned World Cup sailor. And he is builds now sailboats himself, and as people come in from all over the world to buy a craft from him. And so that's why sailing is so big here. But we also have this history with the wooden boats, you know, the Chris Crafts and some other really Streblo manufacturers of these wood boats are just gorgeous. And so another great time to see that also happens to be in September. We have the Antique and Classic Boat Show, which is the 25th through the 27th of September. And that's down by the Abbey Resort. And you'll see some of the most beautiful handcrafted wood boats still in operation. It's really a tribute. And of course, on the lake, you'll see a lot of those boats owned. That, and of course, we still have a tribute to the steam yachts that used to be the primary way of getting things from to the homes on the lake and across the lake, and some of those are still in existence. And of course, the Lake Geneva Cruise Line uses a few of those yet today.
Yeah, I love that you can still hear late at night, and it's on both ends of the lake because it circles along between Williams Bay and Fontana, Lake Geneva, and Town of Lynn. You can hear that deep steam roar. You know, you almost feel like you're in the middle of a Mark Twain riverboat novel. So, I mean, we have again the mix of the modern and the antique all working together.
You know, we talked a little bit earlier about history. A great way to see that is the Geneva Lake Museum in downtown Lake Geneva. It's they've recreated a street from yesteryear where you can go down and see, you know, how things used to be. But great history on the lake and the mansions and the families that have lived here over time. And now the history is in those steam yachts, and the Lake Geneva Cruise Line maintains that. And one way they do that is something that you don't really see anymore today. It's the mail boat, where back in the day, mail was delivered by boat, and they delivered it from dock to dock, and they still do that today. Each summer, they have a specific boat that will deliver mail around the lake, and you can take that boat and see the postal runners hop off the boat, run down to the dock, put the mail in the mailbox, pick up the mail, and then run back and hop on the boat, because the boat doesn't stop. So you have to be fleet of foot and a little bit, you can't be clumsy. Let me put it that way.
Right. And it helps if you're a college student or a talented high school. And that's the other thing, too, is isn't this area just a mecca for employment for those kids who are just starting out or those kids who live here? And that's got to be an important part of the economy both now and later on as these kids grow up.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. There are our seasonal employment just blossoms over the summer. Our resident base blossoms over the summer months, and there are a lot of opportunities. So if you're interested in food, there's a lot of great restaurant-based jobs. If you're interested in other types of activities, horticulture with the golf courses, and so much of that is more than just driving around the beverage cart. So we are always looking for great people that are interested in getting experience that will take them to their next opportunity. And that's really the great thing about, I would say, the hospitality industry in general. You get real life skills. You learn how to interact with people, and it's the stepping stone to the next big thing. I've been in tourism my life, and I'm in my job that I have today as a result. So if you're sharp and smart and have a little bit of drive, you don't stay in one place for very long. The path is there ahead of you.
And the choices that are available, I was reflecting, especially in this season, when golf is at the fore, our resorts are also different. As I walk us around the lake, I mean, the Abbey, right there in the Fontana area, Lake Lawn, around the beautiful lakes of Delavan and Geneva Ridge, the old Interlaken Resort and condos, the Geneva Ridge Resort overlooking Lake Como, and has its boat launch and tennis, and during the winter has ice skating and a spa, and essentially acts as the hotel for Geneva National. The Trevino and Palmer, excuse me, the Players and Palmer golf courses. And then on the other end, Grand Geneva. And then, to me, the most fascinating thing is when it comes to the golf resort. If you were blindfolded and driven into Grand Geneva, which was originally the Playboy Club in the early 70s, and if you had the same drive into Geneva National, it's almost the same. You go down a road, and then you go through a beautiful area, and then end up in the resort itself. But they're both so different. Grand Geneva has all the hustle and bustle of entertainment center, and not only the golf course, but they've got the ski area and all the activities that go on there, whereas Geneva National is more residential with a big standard country club at the end of it. So it's more wide open and has more of a nature. But whether it's golf, whether it's boating, there's just a little different aspect to everything, and it all seems to work together well without, I guess I would say, decaying. For some reason, the level stays here while other places in Wisconsin and America, are trying to get that downtown to come back or to get that abandoned golf course another use. If we don't find another aspect, this area seems to find another use for every spot of land.
Yeah, I mean, I think the trick is not trying to have too many of the same thing and to have some differentiation. If you stay at Lake Lawn Resort, that's a different experience than you stay at the Abbey or Geneva Ridge or the Grand Geneva. You can stay downtown Lake Geneva. There's a number of hotels right there overlooking the lake. And then you've got that, park your car, and you can walk to everything. And I think that in addition to great golf and having, you know, developed that reputation as a great golf destination in Wisconsin, we're now seeing the spa aspect of the area really evolve. I mean, you know, what the Abbey has spent in Lake Lawn and Grand Geneva has been phenomenal. We've got, you know, downtown Lake Geneva has, you know, quite a few great day spas, all the types of services you could want. You'd have multiple options. And now we even have a new facility. So downtown hotel is called Bella Vista Suites. We have a brand new facility that opened up called the Heartland Spa. And, you know, it was known as the number one Midwest destination for weight management retreats. And it was based down south, but it's been moved now to the Bella Vista Suites. And so it's the Heartland Spa and Fitness Studio. And it has a following, and it's all about weight loss and diet. And people come in for a week or two at a time, but they're coming from all over the United States just to use this facility because of its reputation. And we're so excited that it's here now in Lake Geneva.
The area has to be the golf widow's ultimate friend.
You know, right. You know, there used to be a time when, you know, the golfer would go and, you know, the other person was stuck at home. And now it's like, I'll go with you and you can go golf and I'll do these other things. And so having plenty of spa options or shopping or the other entertainment options that are available for both, you know, the spouse or the entire family is what makes Lake Geneva a great destination.
A well-heeled relative once told me, too, that when it comes to the verities of economics, if the nation is just having a horrible year and everybody doesn't have money to spend, all the better for Lake Geneva, because instead of hopping on the plane to go to Denver or the Swiss Alps, you're taking the car up to Lake Geneva or having a staycation. How do you rig for every type of economy, the boom and the bust, when you're responsible for encouraging tourism and business in Lake Geneva?
Well, you know, you're right. That is the great aspect of Lake Geneva. It's proximity to Chicago. Sometimes people forget just how convenient it is. You know, 70 minutes, no more than 90 minutes from really anywhere in Chicago, you can get to Lake Geneva. I mean, I used to live in the west suburbs, and it could take me half an hour or 2 hours to get to downtown. And that same amount of time, I could already be, you know, lakeside in Lake Geneva. And I think we always have to remind people of that. But having a really quality resort destination so close, is a really nice aspect. When times are tougher for the economy, you know, one way that is really, we've really seen that grow is through weddings. As a wedding market, we're seeing people that could say, well, we could do a wedding in downtown Chicago, or we could do that same wedding up in Lake Geneva and maybe even get an extra day for the same price. And so many different ways to do your wedding and your reception, and traveling from, you know, the ceremony to the reception hall, whether it be by boat or being out in one of our parks or being at the historic Riviera right down by the boat docks, Horticultural Hall, one of the resorts. I mean, they do such a great job that we've really seen weddings just take off. And not just Saturday weddings, but Friday and Sunday weddings, too.
Let's talk, too, about conventions in the aspect of your work with the Chamber of Commerce and the Convention Bureau, Visitors Bureau. How important is convention business to keeping the resorts and hotels going, and how does it thrive on what Lake Geneva has to offer?
Well, you know, that's really the key for us, because Lake Geneva is not sitting on I-90 or 94. We're half an hour really away from those in either direction. So we don't have that transient business. We don't necessarily have the super large industrial or business technology parks. But meetings and conferences, conventions, that group business is really important to us from Labor Day to Memorial Day. Our weekends can be pretty good year-round, but we really need to see driving business midweek, and because we don't have that transient business travel The group business is really where we need to focus, and we're fortunate that we have great facilities for that. We don't have anything large like a convention center like a Monona Terrace, but the hotels we do have are able to accommodate some pretty large groups.
Right, and so for the smaller group, or for the the group of lawyers or real estate or beauty salon people, I mean, you get a nice place to stay, a place to have fun, and then at night there's all the restaurants to go to and everything else.
Yeah, absolutely. I think probably what the largest groups we can handle in any one facility, and that would be the Grand Geneva's, our largest conference convention resort. 1,200 people, 1,300 people, and be able to contain it all within that one facility. But we can do larger events and spread them out over multiple properties.